Texte numéro 45. Forced marriages in the UK. In 2020, the Forced Marriage Unit, FMU, gave support in 760 cases, which represents a 44% decrease on the average number of cases received annually. This is quite probably attributable to the restrictions on weddings and overseas travel due to the pandemic. Most cases involved families of Pakistani background, with the rest originating from other parts of South Asia, the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. Women and girls were the victims in 85% of the total cases, and nearly 40% concerned people under the age of 18. Forced marriages are due to factors such as preserving wealth and family reputation. For example, parents may have made a promise when the child was young and they feel they can't let the other family down, says Sue from Central Manchester Women's Aid. Many victims are subject to blackmail and threats. A number of them may also be forced to marry to assist claims for citizenship or to provide a carer for a disabled family member. Some young people, especially of South Asian background, are tricked into visiting their family's country of origin for a holiday, only to find that there are plans to get them married there, where they may find themselves isolated without any access to money, telephones, or their passports. Since contacting the embassy may involve some risk for the victim, visitors are recommended to leave details of their passport, flights and overseas residence with a trusted friend in the UK and contact the Foreign Office before they travel. And in case of problems, anyone, including a victim's friend, can ask a court to implement a Forced Marriage Protection Order, FMPO. Laws to prevent forced marriages were introduced in the UK in November 2008. And although they are quite insufficient, the local British embassy will still get involved if the victim, or someone they know, informs them or the UK's Forced Marriage Unit about this situation. This can stop the victim being married against their will, even though forced marriage is not a criminal act in itself. But if an FMPO is violated, then it becomes a crime, and anybody convicted of coercing someone into marriage could be jailed for up to 2 years. Some say that this law does not go far enough, and that forcing anyone to marry should indeed be illegal and therefore become a crime, especially since forced marriage is already a violation of internationally recognised human rights standards. But then opponents fear that victims might be dissuaded from asking for help because they might be afraid of criminalising their family. This could make the practice go underground and make it even worse. Adapted from BBC Ethics Guide, October 2021.